Four couples, four miserable situations for the guys in them. And you hear stories like this all the time. Listen to these stories, and when you're dating her, make sure you don't get involved with women like this. Otherwise, we might be featuring you on a miserable marriage story, and you don't want that.
I've actually read in the past that a guy spends more time studying a car that he's going to buy on the internet than actually study relationships on the girl he's going to marry.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, he spends more time on the car. You know.
Wow.
And, you know, when you go in, you look at a new, new Hyundai or a new Ford or whatever. You know, oh, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. But then you're going to go to Consumer Reports and, you know, 75,000 people send in their opinions on that new Ford Fusion, and you're going to hear their opinions. So it's got to be attractive to the eye to buy a car, but the thing's got to be dependable. Is she dependable?
Yeah.
That's what
counts. Good point. Good point.
Hey, go ahead, Jeff. Finish that.
No. I was just going to say, Doc, that, you know, whether or not she's dependable or not is something that you find out over time. And the problem when you are just going for physical beauty is you don't let that time kick in.
No, you want to rush.
You're in a rush. I was just going to say that. You're absolutely in a rush. And you have to have self-control. That's the big tenet of the system, self-control.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to a woman, you know, interviewing her, and she's talking about her husband. Husband got sick, so she tried to make her husband some tea, and the husband said, "That's okay, I don't want it." And then 10 minutes later, he went to make some tea for himself. And so she tells me how she goes in and bawls him out and corrects him. I said, "I'm trying to take care of you. You're fighting me." And I said, "Listen, I don't like to be around people when I'm sick." And the point is this, if he's a good husband, who cares who makes the tea? Isn't this all over nothing? It's your mouth fell open. And I said to her, "You want to be right or you want to be loved?" Then I'm talking to a guy. This guy's into football, right? So I'm telling him, he's telling me he wants to buy a TV. And I said, the best TV you can get is a 55-inch Samsung curved edge. It's the best one. And he said, "Well, my wife wouldn't like that." I said, "Well, how big's your house?" "We have 3 bedrooms, 3 baths. And I said, "You're retired?" He says, "Yeah." "You got money in the bank?" "Yeah." "You love sports?" "Yeah." "And you can't find room for one TV?" "Oh, no, no, no. She wouldn't like that." I said, "Well, what, do you have an office?" "Yeah, but she goes in my office, too, and she doesn't like big TVs on the wall." But I said, "You love sports. You worked all your life." "Nah, it'll just make her angry." Okay.
Wow.
Then I talked to another husband. He had a little dog. He passed away after 17 years. And he told me, he says, "Boy, I love that dog, but I hate cleaning up after him all the time." And I said, "Well, I thought your wife does that." "Well, she said she does before we get the dog. But after we get the dog, I got to clean the dog up." So what does she do? She goes out behind my back and gets another dog. And I said, "Well, why don't you just take it down to the pound?" He's, "Oh, no, 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 no." I said, "Well, didn't she know you don't want another dog?" She says, "Yeah, but she says she's going to be sure and clean up the mess." And I said, "Does she?" "No." So here's a guy that has a second dog he doesn't want. Here's a guy who wants a TV set. He's worked all his life and he can't get it. And here's a guy married to a woman, and just because he wants to make his own tea, he gets chewed out by her. So this is typical American romance. All about power. All about who's going to control whom. All who's going to get their way over somebody else. And that's what happens in the relationship. And you don't want to be one of those three different couples. And that's why you want to study this stuff. Because after that first stage wears off in marriage, anywhere from 6 months to a year and a half, it gets down to power, and nobody ever talks about that. But it's all about power.
Doc, I've got a fourth couple to add to that mix. Get your opinion on this. This is going to actually be, we're going to work this into an advanced system class at some point. And by the way, DocLoveClub.com has all the advanced system classes stored for over a year, a ton of audio on there, well over 150 hours of audio. And so it's something that you definitely want to get into and check out. And we have a free trial for 7 days at DocLoveClub.com. But let's talk about this husband. and wife. And so he likes to play poker. And this is a story I became aware of this week. Likes to play poker, has the boys over, real nice kind of like man cave poker type of room, all sorts of stuff going on, and really enjoyed it. Real responsible guy, has a great job, and seems to be a pretty stand-up guy. Went gambling a few times, story I heard, and didn't blow a ton of money or anything, didn't lose the house or the car payment. Wife freaked out and said, it's either the gambling or me, and made him rip out his man cave that he really enjoyed. And he acquiesced to all that. Doc,
She should have said this. Say, honey, how much did you actually lose? And let's say he said $300. I said, well, honey, let's do this. How about, you keep gambling, but can we limit it to 100? And he says, yeah, we can limit it to 100. And he still gets to gamble, but the amount is a little bit less. In other words, the wife, rather than giving an ultimatum, will try to work it somehow that both people in the relationship are happy. But this is about power.
Yeah, it's, you know what? And it goes back to the selection process at the front, what we talked about at the top of the show.
Not only that, though, not only the selection process, but he let her get away with murder when they were dating.
That's what I was just going
to
say.
He gave up his power during dating, and then all of a sudden he wants to go gambling or he wants a TV set. He can't do that because he gave in to her all those other times. And for him to take a stand now, she'd sit there and laugh at him. What is it? You grew a backbone out of nowhere? Come on, get out of here. You're not getting a TV, and you're going to pick up the dog's crap after he poops. That's your job.
Well, that's the exact point I was making, Doc. This all happens in the dating phase. And if you're basing things, going back to the top of the show, if you're basing things just on her looks instead of how she's acting towards you when you're dating, then that could be, you get the results that you get with these four couples.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.